Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 17th of July of the year 2020, and on this day in history, in 1549, the Jews were expelled from Ghent, Belgium, beginning the Jewish distaste for waffles. In 1717, on this day, George Friedrich Handel's Water Music premiered on the River Thames in London, a piece of music famously inspired by the graceful movement of a body of water of unknown size. Your guest today on the podcast is returning favourite celebrity and reality television juggernaut, Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, hello, Alice. Oh, it's nice to be back.
How are you going?
Well, it's nice to be out of the juggernaut. It was certainly one of the more harrowing shows that I've ever been on, I think I've done well to escape with only minor bruising from the incident.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in royal family news for our top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, Disney World has reopened numerous parks around Florida, despite the US having recorded over 70,000 new coronaviruses, although some changes will be made to the reopened parks, including socially distanced queues, Disney-branded Mickey Mouse masks, and changes to signage, including a "You must be this stupid to ride." Meanwhile, after a series of viral videos in which ordinary household objects are exposed as cake illusions, a conspiracy has arisen online that 5G is turning things into cake via a plot engineered by Bill Gates, who was once seen eating a cake. Apparently the plot is to turn everyone into cake, or for the savoury-minded, into potato microchips. That's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can buy your actualization. On one day in 399 BC, the philosopher Socrates stood before a jury of 500 of his fellow Athenians. Socrates was accused of refusing to recognize the gods and of corrupting the youth. Found guilty and sentenced to death according to the Athenian laws of the time, he was forced to drink a cup of poison, hemlock. If he had instead drunk half a glass of water, Socrates might be alive today. Half a glass of water, the safer choice.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love.
Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today, royal news brought to you by television royalty, Mr. Andrew Saltzman. What is going on in the world of the royals right now?
Well, a couple of massive stories this week, Alice. Firstly, the Queen's contract has been extended by another 3 years. Now that's her 24th three-year deal, would you believe? Now, some short thought that she might drop to a two-year or even a one-year deal at her age, given you know how old she is, how physically grueling top-level monarching is these days, very, very similar to rugby in that regard. But apparently at her medical, she was fitter than ever. Her bleep test results were off the scale, she benches 290, and she even managed to keep her crown on for a personal best 132 seconds on a rodeo bull, which matches the record set by Edward VII back in 1903, although that, of course, was not an officially ratified time because on that occasion he was accompanied on the bull by a dancer from the Folies Bergères named Florian Joisin and had a visible... well, look, the point is 132 seconds is sensational at any age. Other royal news, well, a couple of other stories. Prince Andrew has been relegated from Prince to Vice Prince, if I read the newspaper headline correctly, whilst Prince Harry and Meghan have been replaced by a pair of randomly selected NHS staff on a rolling weekly basis, which is a lovely gesture by the government, who have also announced a 400-year pay freeze for all nurses and care home staff. But gestures are worth more than money in this day and age.
I mean, that makes sense for Harry and Meghan to be taken off the list of royals, given that they were sort of fomenting rebellion for a number of months, only basically
well, exactly.
Stopped by COVID and the lack of a socially distanced militia.
Yeah. I mean, there's also talk that there will be, you know, they had lots of different Churchills in the war, kind of body double Churchills. They're actually going to try and rebuild national morale after COVID. There's going to be a little battalion of 25 queens, replica queens, and also I believe there's going to be 15 Prince Charleses and 15 Prince Williams as well to just go around the country looking benevolent. So it should hopefully help Britain get back on track.
Now, can you address the rumours, Andrew, that all of these replica royals have to pass a three-month period in Tussauds Wax Museum of pretending to be a wax statue of the Queen or, you know, one of the royals before they're allowed to actually move as a royal?
Well, yes. I mean, this is obviously a fairly standard procedure, and it's certainly what saw off a couple of Henry VIII's prospective wives back in the day. But yes, I mean, you have to be able to look like a waxwork in order to be a functioning royal, really, certainly since probably the mid-17th century. So it's, a number of people have passed the test, and I think that's good. You can't have too much of a good thing, can you? Or can you? No one knows. We'll leave that to the historians to judge. Possibly the history of the Western world in the late 20th and early 21st century might finally come up with an answer to that question.
Yeah, I would argue that many non-royals would suggest that you could have too much of a royal.
Well, it's part of the French came to that conclusion in the 1790s, certainly, and they started lopping bits off them. So the other big news, Alice, though, I mean, this is huge royal news, is the discovery of a new royal. Unexpectedly, because obviously generally they have to be created via a bizarre process, which certainly Prince William and Kate Middleton have proved unusually fecund, involving various laboratories and meadows. But luckily, we've got a brand new one that's just emerged from essentially from history. It's turned out that a descendant of Queen Victoria has been discovered, previously unknown about. This new royal is the great, great, great-grandson of Queen Victoria via her ninth and final child, Princess Beatrice, who, as was the way back then, had loads and loads of children, so many, in fact, that she couldn't really keep track, and she simply forgot one of them at an official garden party. Lionel, Duke of Snutterbridge, it was, who was about 3 years old, as far as anyone could remember, and he wandered off and was never seen again. And by the time Princess Beatrice noticed the child was missing some 15 years later, no one could remember his name, and they decided they wouldn't be able to recognise him anyway because his crown would probably have fallen off by then. So Lionel, who, you know, disappeared, often was found by well-meaning people, was initially brought up by wolves, then by a family of weavers in a woodland cottage in rural Fostershire. And unaware of his royal origins, Lionel became a humble potter whose innate royalty only really came out in an occasional desire to declare things open, make meaningless small talk with a queue of strangers, and keep his job regardless of any performance metrics. And he never knew that he, by right, should have been something like 43rd in line to the throne. And in fact, wow, sadly, Lionel, yeah, he died happy and fulfilled, breaking a family tradition dating back centuries. Anyway, now we skip forward a few generations, and a local researcher has found that Lionel actually has descendants, and his highest ranked descendant, according to royalty ranking points, which factor in all manner of things, Alice, as you know, such as whether you were born before or after other people, and whether you have more, fewer, or the same number of testicles as them. It turns out that Lionel's highest ranked royal descendant is none other than your last post co-host, John Luke Roberts, who is, in fact, by rights, the Earl of Francia, owner of 3,000 square miles of prime forest and a herd of purebred grambles. So, interesting news. I don't know how John Luke has responded to this. Maybe you could ask him next time he's on the show.
Well, we will definitely have to have him back on the show because, as you know, he's been constantly drawn to the ruling party. You know, he's a disgraced Home Secretary, and yet he keeps coming back for more. So it will be fascinating to see how he absorbs his new role.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a bit of a turning point in British history in many ways. He'll bring something new and fresh to the royal family, I've no doubt.
Well, certainly new. And that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and co-host, that's you today, Andrew. I have been considering writing to you ever since the recent appearance on the podcast of Christopher Skinner. That's Christopher D. Skinner. But never quite having the courage. This morning I sat down and had a half glass of water to calm my nerves sufficiently to write this. I enjoyed the episode with Mr. Skinner, mainly because of your announcements of a novel in which Dancy Lagarde, apologies if misspelled, it is misspelled and your apology is not accepted, a novel in which Dancy Lagarde ventures into the world of homoeroticism. I have to confess that in my part of the universe, Mr. Skinner is something of a gay icon. It does not surprise me at all that his fortunate subordinates are adoring and bedazzled. Who wouldn't be? Is there any more homoerotic Lagarde content in the pipeline? And I wonder if anyone has suggested that you should be offered the job of reading out the Lagarde canon on audiobook. You convey so much raw emotion, even when reading out the synopses. I will pray for it. Good luck and so much more to Christopher. Many thanks to you. Best wishes, Mike. Mike, this is a fairly stupid letter. Not a very stupid letter, but a fairly stupid letter. If you are at all familiar with Dancy Lagarde's works, you'll know that there are at least 14 homoerotic novels in the Lagarde canon. I would be privileged to read those audiobooks out loud if I ever get the time in my extremely busy schedule. I know that you, Andrew, were being touted as potentially being cast in one of the new movie remakes of a Dancy Lagarde novel. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? I know you can't say a huge amount.
Well, I can't say a huge amount, and there is some doubt now over whether the film will be released, not due to COVID, but due to the fact that I insisted on doing all my own stunts. And well, apparently, from what I've been told, it was very hard to make me jumping off a bench look like an act of great daring do and heroism. So. But that was as far as my insurance covered me to do in terms of stunts. But I insisted on doing them all myself because that's, you know, the kind of guy I am. But it did ruin the film. What I did hear about Dance is that she began her writing career doing homoerotica of a different sort, in which she was writing copy for a company that sold water filtration systems that enabled people to have French mineral water come out of their kitchen taps, hence homoerotica.
That is pretty amazing. Andy, if the movie ever does come out, I hope to witness I would be interested to see if your abs can ripple as much as any of the heroes in any of the Dancy Lagarde novels. Not because you don't have ripped abs, but because they are extremely ripped, you know.
Yes.
Shredded, as it were.
Literally shredded. Well, that was after the other stunt that, you know, I never knew combine harvesters worked that way.
Well, that's all the time we have for your letters today. Remember, you too can send a letter in to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman, famous from such episodes as episode 1 of this year. You can go back in time. If you go back to episode 1, these ones will make a lot more sense. Andrew, thanks for coming on. Great work as ever. Have you got anything to plug?
Yes. Well, another charity I'm involved in. This charity is for the number 12. Use of the number 12 has declined over the last 12 years by, ironically, 11%, as due to a reduction in the use of dozen as a unit of counting and measurement, a reduction in the use of feet and inches, of course. And you know, if that trend continues by the year 2212, 12 will have actually ceased to exist as a number, which could cause all manner of trouble in the design of rockets and trains. And it's obviously never going to be used as widely as 10. I'm not asking that. I just think we need to, you know, do our bit as a current generation to ensure that future generations can enjoy both the number 12 and the word 12, which is one of the most satisfying words to say in the English language for the rest of time.
Well, brilliant. Thank you so much. An apology is due to our listeners in the other dimension, because as you in this dimension know, of course, we're putting out episodes 7 days a week, but due to the glitch in the space-time continuum, only 5 days a week are going out to the alternate dimension. So I would say I'm sorry for that, but I'm not really, because obviously currency doesn't transfer from one dimension to another, so you're probably not paying the extremely premium fees that we ask of our listeners here in this dimension, so shut the up, you're getting it for free. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's @alliterative, or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. I'll be doing a live stand-up special on the 23rd of July via Next Up Comedy, so if you're in the UK, look that up. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.